Getting your Xiaomi corresponding to Getting Babli Daf Pei Aleph. We begin your Xiaomi on Daf Mem Zayin and a base at the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Ches. Pasul Lagarish is Ishtoi, but Nimlach is Xiaomi Aimim Pasul Melekahuna. The Xiaomi say that if a man were to get to divorce his wife and then decided not to, he disqualified her from marrying a Kohen afterwards. Beisil Aimim Avapisha Nasalai Al Tanai, Loi Naase Hatanai, Loi Pasul Melekahuna. Beisil say, even if he gave her a get with a stipulation, and the stipulation was not fulfilled, he did not disqualify her to a kohen. And the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, she say anan ba mishum yichus kohuna, ve'im beis din muzamim aisa." Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, said that there's only a stringency of lineage of kohuna, means kahanim, refrain from marrying her, but beis din does not forbid her. Asa uvda koimi Rabbi Chiya Ruba va'avad kabeichilo. The case came in front of Rabbi Chiya Ruba, and he did like Beis Hillel. Amalei Rav, Mawe Is, Lachnis Adsmacha, Lemispet Hazer, Moruba. Rav asked, why did you enter into this great suffix? Amalei Rishmo Rav Yossi, Hava Imi. Rav said that Rishmo Rav Yossi was with me, and we rolled it together. Korale Hain, Tovim Hashnai Minayachod. And Rav applied to him the Pasuk in Koheles, Perigdala Pasuk Tes, two are better than one. If a woman rubs herself with her elbow on her young son, Beis Shammai say that she's disqualified from Kohuna, and Beis Hillel say that she is still kosher. If two women rub their elbow against each other, Beis Shammai disqualify her to Kohuna, and Beis Hillel a machshir. We come on to the next Mishnah as Halacha Tes. Beishamai say that if a man divorced his wife and then spent the night with her in an inn, she does not need a second get from him. And Beishamai say she does need a second get from him. This is when she was divorced from Nesuin, but if she was divorced just from Eusin, betrothal, all agree that the second get is not needed because he is not familiar with her. If a woman remarried after receiving what's called a bald get, it means it has too few witnesses, all these penalties that we've said earlier apply. And the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Mana, Beis Shammai, Kedatoin, Beis Hillel, Kedatoin." The Mana says that Beis Shammai holds their opinion as in elsewhere, and Beis Hillel follows their opinion from elsewhere. Beishamai said that one may divorce with an old get, and they say here that she does not need a second get from him. If Beishamai say that one may not divorce with an old get, they say here that she needs a second get from him. Beishamai Babun says Beishamai hold as they do elsewhere, and Beis Hillel hold as they do elsewhere. Beishamai din an amrin, leigash adam es ishtoi, elem kein imalsaba, elva, inan da amrin, muzuhemes, hi melefono, beina choshed alea, vikach eina, sicha menu get sheni. Beishamai say that one may not divorce his wife unless he found in her immorality. They say that she is repulsive to him, and he's not suspected, therefore, having relations with her. Therefore, she does not need a second get from him. Beis Hillel din an amrin, afilu hikdisho tafshila, Inun da'amin einu muzeemes v'lefana v'lu choshed alea v'hichach svicha m'menu get sheni. With Beis Hillel say that one may not divorce his wife even if she burned and overcooked his food. They say that she is not repulsive to him and he is suspected about having relations with her, therefore she needs a second get from him. And the garish of ishtoi lai sidoi mai lai ba'isa chatsa v'lai ba'isai mavui. When a divorced his wife, she may not live with him in the same chatsa and not in the same mavoi, which is an alley that contains a number of courtyards. In haisa chatsa shel isha, ish mefane. Mishal ish, ish mefane. If it was her courtyard in which they were living, then he has to leave. If it was his courtyard, then she has to leave. Shneim mi mefane pnei mi. If it was both of theirs, who must go away? Isha mefnei ish v'michoylim hein ve'pasech v'tam ve'pasech v'tam. The answer is she goes away, but if they can, this one opens his house to here, and this one opens his house to here, means in a different direction, so they will not encounter each other, and they can both remain in there, therefore in the same courtyard. Rejra amurim, v'zman chenisoi, ha'aloi nisoloi. And if they had nisuin, if they didn't have nisuin, then no, we're not concerned. And if she was a kohen's wife, even if they didn't have nisuin, we're concerned because the Torah forbids it in. And a usa in Yehuda is like an asura because they would be secluded during erusin, and since they're intimate, as if they had nisuin. If one did chalitza to his yavama, even if he had made a mama, he need not go away because mama does not totally acquire, and she is no more stringent than an arusa. We come now to the next mishnah, halacha yud. Get kireyach hakol mashlim alav kedivrei benanas. Anyone may sign on a bald get to complete the required number of witnesses. This is the opinion of benanas. Yehuda says the only possible witnesses who may complete it are relatives who are valid witnesses in other cases. What is called a bald get? It's one in which there are more folds than witnesses. And this is referring to a get makusha, which is one in which we fold the paper onto itself and sew it, and then witness sign on the back of it, and that's done multiple times. And the Gemara says, "Menayin le get makusha." What's the source for a get makusha? Is tied get? Amar Rabbi Imi ksev veikachas sefer v'gomer ve'etachosam ve'hamakusha. Rabbi Imi answered, "We learn it from the pasuk in Yirmiyah and Perek Lamed Beis pasuk Yudalef, and I will take the parchment sefer amak hamikne, and that refers to a standard get, and then the phrase ve'etachosam, the signed one, that refers to a tied get. Ve'etagoli ve'apashut makusha." And the phrase there, and the revealed one, refers to the tefes, which is the text of the tied get. Vesa mitzvah, vesa chukim, chukim or mitzvahs bein ze laze. And the phrases a mitzvah, the chukim, are referring to the laws and mitzvahs in which standard and tied getin differ. Vezeh b'shnayim, vezeh b'shloisha, vezeh mitechiv, vezeh ma'achov. If the get, partially the standard get requires two witnesses, and the tied get requires three, on a standard get, the get poshut, they sign on the inside, and on a get makusha, they sign on the back. The Abba B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda poshut, Eidav le'achloi, makusha Eidav le'okoi. The Abba, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, says that in a get poshut, they sign along the width of the parchment, and in a tied get, they sign along the length. Amma v'idi ben kesha le'kesha ha'idim chismim uvad me'amalam. Rabbi says they sign between one knot and another over the fold, so it seems to be visible even when it's tied. Shouldn't he be concerned lest the bearer forge, means add a text below after the witness signs? And Ravuna answered that witnesses never sign below until they read above, because it says below, I, plainly ben plainly, accept on myself all that is written above. Maybe we should be concerned lest the bearer returned and forged and wrote I Pliny again after his additions. Ravuna answered that if it says twice I Pliny ben Pliny accept on myself, then it's possible. The Gemara asked why he should be concerned lest he wrote other matters and returned and erased the first, I plainly even plainly, and forged means that wrote new matters. Normally it's evident if the document is on erased parchment and signatures are not. It is not evident because the signatures are on the back. Ravuna mochak pasul afilu kayim. Ravuna answers that an erasure in a place where it says I plainly, etc., could have been written, disqualifies, even if it was validated, means witnesses signed that there was an erasure. And Rabbi Yochanan leif bar tetzi. Rabbi Yochanan says if one remarried based on a bald get, she need not leave. And Rabbi Imi kama kupin de uvda hava alo kai Rabbi Yochanan bekami rishlokish bein amrin paik v'shalim kubi kiva. Rabbi Imi says many times a bald get came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and rishlokish and they said, go and complete it like Rabbi Kiva because you may use a relative but not other psulim. And Rabbi Yochanan masnisa b'machusa eid echad uvad megimol olamam. Birchin says our mission discusses when it's lacking one witness, provided there are more than three folds. Shnayim should say, Lemalon, Pasul, Be'echad, Me'shloicha, or Lemata, Kasha. if the parcel signed in one of the top two folds is parcel, if one parcel signed from the third fold and below, then it's kosher. Rabbana boy at kadoin buritzukim hayu masuragim. Rabbana asked, well, perhaps Rabbi Yochanan disqualifies when two relatives signed only if they are adjacent, means lest one validate the document to them. If they were intermittent, what's the law? Yaidama nasin kerechek edus shvei bo elachshir shall get vachakan. The Gemara answers that it's as it was said in the last peg, if Psulim signed to fill the space between the document and the kosher witnesses, we don't disqualify because the kosher testimony is distant from the text, because they come only to be machshir the document. Also here, since they signed to be machshir, it's kosher. Are you teshe mate shnayim or mechtam shnayim or ein shnei aedin beget makusha klum? The Gemara asks if there were nine folds and he had only five kosher witnesses, can he untie two folds and sign two psulim? Or perhaps there cannot be two psulim in a tie get at all. Are you chamisha pshita shu mate echad vechadim echad? If there were five folds and he had only three kosher witnesses, obviously he can untie one and sign one parcel. It turns out that untying it is its heter. Ukuri Chananya ben Gamliel, Rechana ben Gamliel Oime, she say hetiroi kosher. Like Rechana ben Gamliel, because Rechana ben Gamliel says that the witnesses they signed on the front and later signed on the back, and he untied it, it's kosher. The Gemara asks, is this even if he tied it and afterwards signed? The Chanan agrees that if it was signed only on the back, one cannot untie it and sign on the front like a get poshet. The Gemara answers that's when he tied all of them, and after the first three signs. However, if he tied the first three and signs three kosher witnesses inside, it was already a kosher document. Even if he ties and signs many on the back, it's kosher. Hulchasa get him a kosher bekesher v'chakach machatim. The halacha is that the tied get that Chanan agreed that it cannot be made poshut is when he tied and after signed on the back. I'm a kosher rishon and machatman. Pshita rishon lo nimsu chatumim beget him a kosher. If you tied each fold and signed the witness before tying the next, obviously all agree that one can make it poshut. The first two did not sign on a tied get. It's not a tied get until it has at least three tied folds. Marlin Kainin, what's the case in which the Chacham and Chanan disagree in the Mishnah, in Bava Basra, in Veshekoshre Bechosmo Mifnim, Ka'al Moidu Shu Yochol Asa is poshut. If you tied and three signed inside, it was already a kosher document, so all agree that you can make it poshut. If he tied and signed outside, means it was already a tied get, so all agree that he cannot make it poshut. The case is that he tied it and signed inside, and after it signed outside. In this case, Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel says that he can make it pashut, and Rabbi Chanan says he cannot make it pashut. Hishiv Rabbi al divi Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, kufa shall get mechir chalav in pashut hu vim ein et pashut. Rabbi asks against Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, the document itself proves whether it's pashut or not pashut. Hishiv kufa shall get, what is the document itself that proves it? Amar Rabbi Iba, kiai da amar Rabbi Huna lo'ilam in aidim feifman boi malamata, at yiku boi malamalon. And he ployni ben ployni makubal alai on mash akosad by lemalon. The Abba answered that it's like Rav Huna said, witnesses never sign a tied get below until they read above. I ployni ben ployni accept on myself all that is written above. Baha tani teifes shtoris kenu. The Gemara asks in the Baisa, this is the teifes, the standard text of all documents. Abba bimana teifes shtoris mukushoim kachu. And the man answered it, it's the tesis of tied documents. I'm Rabbi Avin, I feel the tamer who poshut in Mekusha, Mekusha ma'akev, poshut in a ma'akev. Rabbi Avin answered that even if you say that ideally we write it both in a poshut or tied document, it is ma'akev in a tied get, and it's not ma'akev in a poshut, and this is why we've only discussed only a tied get. Rabbi Acha alma b'meisif al halacha, poshut b'shnayim, u'minik b'shtoisha, oisin oisai b'shoisha. Rabbi Acha gave a second answer, that if one adds to the halacha, and what is required, one cannot distinguish Pashut from Tide, so maybe the question against Rabbi Hanani is not difficult. If Pashut needs two witnesses, if the custom is three, we make it with three. Tide get, the witnesses are in, behind. If the custom is in front and behind, we make it in front and behind. Anisa, Hocha, Vakaninasa, Taman. It was taught here in our Mishnah here that if the witness is signed on the back of a Pashut, it's Pasul. Why was it taught also there in Baba Basra? Havasicha, Misnaya, Taman, Ile Taninasa, Hocha, Rotinasa, Taman, Havina Amrin, Hocha, Al Shu, Chome, Ba'arayas, Pasul, Taman, Edeshaina, Chome, Ba'arayas, Kasha. Havasicha, Misnaya, Taman. The answer is it had to be taught there. If it was taught only here and not there, we would say that here it's due to the severity of Arayas that it's Basel. There, where it's regarding monetary documents, since there's no severity of Arayas in that case, it's kosher, and therefore it had to be taught there as well. If it were told only there, not here, we would say that since he collects with it, it's pasul. Here, since he does not collect with it, it's kasher. It had to be taught here, and it had to be taught there. Hadnalach, perek, hazerek, get.